I switched all my, or rather, not all my sounds, but I've already switched my startup sound on my computer to a bunch of, stringed instruments tuning to the same note.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what to change the rest of them to, but I don't know. I thought about, the error code. I want to make it Navi when it's like, hey, listen! That would get, although I think I might like kill myself after hearing it a few times.
Yeah. Hey, listen!
Hey, listen! Windows error! Your computer's dead!
That's a nice way of hearing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. That's gonna spike the mic.
Spike mic.
Spike
back.
Mic!
Throwback.
A moment of silence for Oshkosh Podcast.
Which is dead.
Which is dead.
Yep. Take that, Kyle.
The controllers at half mass. I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah.
So, VGAs were last week. Lots of announcements.
Very exciting. I haven't looked into any of them.
Okay,
so
well,
this should be good.
I'll let you. You guys care about Elder Scrolls?
Sure.
Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim was announced.
Oh, really? What happened to the Demon Forge? How's that gonna?
Nothing was shown at VGAs.
Wow. That's impressive.
That game looked cool, but nothing was shown.
So well, yeah. I mean, how is that going to affect the production of...
Well, probably put more work on Elder Scrolls, because it's better.
Well, this isn't... how big is
There's going to be dragons in...
Do you know how big Bethesda is?
Oh, they're enormous.
Enormous company?
They've probably been working on this since they've been working on Fallout. I mean, they have so many different, like,
They probably have enough work for it.
They'll probably, you know, won't be a big deal. So yeah, that was a big announcement. I got really excited about that because I loved Oblivion more than Fallout.
More than Fallout?
Yeah, I was more of Oblivion.
I don't really... I can't,
just needed to be better.
I can't get into either of them. I tried. I can't do it. It feels like a chore to me.
They're not multiplayer either.
No, they're not.
They should have been. Oblivion.
Which is why that's why I want to play Demonforge because it's going to be a co-op.
Yeah, that's why that game is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I think I heard of that game like a while ago, but I don't remember what it is.
We talked about it.
Yeah. It's like co-op. You know,
it's
one's
pretty
a
much
chick
co-op
archer,
Oblivion.
And the other guy's like a big hulky man, piece of man meat.
Big hulky.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
And he's got like that's big weapons. Yeah, so that's gonna be cool.
That's fantastic.
What other announcements were there? There was Uncharted 3. And that's gonna be amazing. Trailer is amazing.
I saw the graphics were like really, really intense.
I mean, you wouldn't think they could have improved upon
Uncharted
2's graphics,
the second
one. And they did. They pulled it off, and it's gonna be awesome.
Mm-hmm. He was in like a chateau or something, and it was flaming.
Yeah, the burning chateau. Oh, that was that wasn't what they played at VJs, but it was a demo that what's his face played, Jimmy Fallon. And that was cool too. I mean, that had more gameplay than the VGA trailer, so I liked it better.
Yeah,
but both of them look cool.
I mean, I think that's clearly it's a trailer though, so they usually crank it up for trailers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
I still think it'll be pretty,
it'll still be extremely
pretty awesome. So that's something to look forward to. Was it 11/1/11 is when that's coming out? Resistance 3, 11/11
What? Hang on, 11/1/11
Yeah,
this
Skyrim's 11/11/11
The first of November is how can they be so specific about it? All a year out, really?
Yeah. And Skyrim's 11/11/11
I was gonna wait.
11/11/11
Skyrim?
Yeah, Elder Scrolls. Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim.
Oh, it's called Skyrim.
11/11/11
Does that have anything to do with the theme of it?
Well, apparently I didn't notice this, but Devin was saying something about it. In Oblivion, and I think other Elder Scrolls games, they keep talking about how there's dragons in Skyrim.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're doing Skyrim and there's gonna be dragons.
Okay, things about to get serious.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take off the lid on this.
Hey.
Sexy.
What's special about 11/11/11?
It's just a bunch of ones.
A bunch of ones. It'll probably come out at 11 o'clock, 11 minutes or something.
Probably.
Come out at 11.
Stick with that theme that's
just to be cute.
Designed for no reason.
What?
Just to be cute.
Yeah, just
to be cute.
Cute about it. Resistance 3, September.
It's already done. They just want to go over 11/11/11.
Yep. It'll be fun. Oh, guess what Xbox got, what it got announced for Xbox? Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
15 exclusives for PlayStation, zero for Xbox. They're in trouble this year.
Oh, I can feel it.
Especially because Mass Effect 3 is coming out for both of them right away.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's
Mass
right.
Mass Effect 2 and 3 can go head-to-head for
And what else is coming out for PS3 that's usually on Xbox? Isn't there something else?
I think it's it might just be Mass Effect. I thought there was some other big name title. There might be.
Either way.
Okay, I'm going to skip ahead in the news. I'm thinking that Conviction's going to come to PlayStation. Because...
Oh, God. That woman in that picture. Sorry to throw this off track.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, the listeners know all about your changing screensaver that's always, like, different... A slideshow of pictures that are saved.
Mm-hmm.
Saved. And... was it your grandmother or something? She looked like the mom, the grandma off of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Wait, oh.
The grandma and Everybody Loves Raymond.
Probably. I didn't see the picture, really.
Exactly like her. It was crazy. Anyways, continue.
You
can remember where you were.
Yeah, I was saying how, for speaking of exclusives coming to PlayStation, I think Conviction, Spooning Self Conviction, will come because of the newly announced trilogies. There's Lara Croft trilogy coming to PlayStation 3, which is Anniversary, Legend, and Underworld. I was going to buy Underworld, but now I can just buy the collection. And then, now, there's going to be Splinter Cell, which is original Splinter Cell, Pandora, Tomorrow, and Chaos Theory. And usually, when they release these, compilations, there's a game attached to it. You know, God of War 3, Sly Collection, hinted at Sly 4, Shadow of the Colossus, and Eco for Last Guardian, Tomb Raider for the new Tomb Raider survival game with the poop face, and then...
So you think there's going to be a new Conviction?
And I think, no, Conviction's going to be ported to PlayStation is what I'm thinking is going to happen.
That
or there'll just be a whole new one.
That wasn't on PlayStation?
No, it wasn't.
Oh my God.
That's why I was so upset.
That was one of the best games I played all last year.
I know, I was like,
or this year,
Conviction,
rather.
I want to play this. Too bad I can't stab people with American flags on PlayStation. So I'm hoping... That's why it was announced.
Oh my God. I thought you meant why it was announced because you could stab people with an American flag.
Yeah, well, that's part of it.
Yeah.
I just want
anyways.
Bam.
It just occurred to me that I did not introduce who's here today.
Oh, choice.
Yes, so I am your host, Mark Dries. Welcome to the Lazy Gamers. Wow, we're just messing up.
7 minutes in.
I guess it's better than when I said, I'm your whore, Mark Dries.
I'm your whore, Mark.
That was like maybe the fifth episode, fifth or sixth. And you're like,
oh, this is episode 14.
This is 14. Anyways.
Because 13's unlucky.
Yes, exactly.
People won't want to listen. But
they do. With me today is AJ Weissheipel.
Hello!
The reigning champion.
Yeah. Purple Rain!
Purple Rain. And Roan, the lion-hearted Kirschbaum.
Hey.
Hi. You always have such a riveting intro there. Hi.
Purple Rain followed up by hi.
I want some of your mocha stuff, Roan. Can I trade you?
Frappuccino?
Tea?
Finish it up, man.
Finish it off? Are
yeah,
you sure?
Go for it.
Top them off.
You want to finish mine off?
Nice.
Okay. This is a good way for me to get cold.
Oh, you might be right. Maybe you shouldn't.
Whatever.
What does a blue lightsaber and a red lightsaber make?
Purple Rain! Oh, Purple Rain.
That's Boba Fett.
Should I mix these together? Okay.
Oh, ballsy, do it.
Do it?
That depends on whether you know what.
It's Frappuccino, and this is, God, I don't even remember what kind of tea.
Oh, well, maybe that might be a horrible combination.
It probably is.
Take a sip of both and see if you
here
like
we go. No, this is a holiday episode, so I gotta do this.
This is a holiday episode. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
We were caroling the other day. So
we were. Listeners, send in if you ever have carolers anymore, because that's what we did yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or not yesterday.
Town,
Monday night. Today is Wednesday.
Yeah, we did 2 days ago. That's correct.
It tastes like really sweet coffee.
Sweet.
That's all it came out to. It's pretty good, though.
Huh.
I'm down. I'm alright. Okay.
You down with that?
I'm down with that. We got offered money 3 times. Somebody gave us candy, and, like, somebody tried to take a picture with us.
Yep.
Or did.
Well, they did.
Rather did take a picture.
Successfully took a
picture.
They tried,
but we scattered.
Yeah.
We're too fast.
Evidence. Paper trail.
Paper trail.
We just booked out.
We were like, Nixon, we're out of there. Anyway.
That's a good reference.
Well, I figure we better keep up the comparing ourselves to presidents.
Yeah, we gotta keep that up.
Oh. Don't they have, like, Kennedy's brain somewhere in a jar, but they lost it?
I heard that.
Yeah, it was in, like, the archives or somewhere in D.C., and they completely lost it. They can't find his brain.
That's crazy.
It's also gonna rebuild Kennedy. It's gonna be a disaster.
Rebuild Kennedy.
It's gonna be like Frankenstein. Oh, God. I'm scared of my life.
Attach his arm with a sniper rifle. Is that too soon?
Yeah, it's a little bit. There'll be a new video game, Kennedy the... I can't even think of a game.
The sniper?
Yeah, for sure.
Or it'll be like Vengeance.
And then the caption will be too soon.
Too soon. Kennedy. Too soon.
You know, I think we're missing the most important piece of news today. Bad Company Vietnam came out.
Vietnam.
Good.
That is exciting. Vietnam. I still haven't gotten it yet. I gotta get around to it.
I'll probably be downloading it like then when again, we're done.
There are a few games that I wanted to get. In fact, I think last week I said I was gonna get some game. It was Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never got Brotherhood.
Played two. Have you?
Maybe. No, I haven't.
I told you it's a fun time.
I know, but I don't have time for single player games like that.
Oh, yeah. You're more for the multiplayer experience.
Yeah, but I've barely been playing...
Don't play the Dead Space, help multiplayer experience.
Not I heard it was fun. Good. Or bad, rather.
I mean, it's...
It's meh.
I'd rather spend my time playing Bad Company, put it that way.
Would you rather spend your time playing the Dead Space single player?
Probably.
Have you played
the first Dead Space?
Oh, it's pretty good. I don't know.
Just like Bioshock. I have Bioshock 2, never played the first
one. It inspired one of the only tattoos that I would ever get, though.
Oh, yeah, you're...
I want the spine from the Dead Space Welders character. Jesus. Like, tattooed along my spine in some, like, blue iridescent ink. Have you ever seen the spine?
Glows in the dark, that'd be cool.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure if that's what that meant or not. That'd be sweet.
It would be so hardcore.
Go club and rip your shirt off.
Well, yeah, anytime it's dark anywhere, I'd be ripping my shirt off instantly, like, check out my spine!
I can break a dance!
I'm at full health.
Someone hits you and it, like, disappears, like, oh, shit.
That would bleep. Be magic. We don't have to bleep ourselves anymore.
I'm surprised how much we don't swear for being explicit.
Well, yeah, see, that's the thing. The first day it was non-explicit, it was like, F-bombs everywhere, but now
it's more fun.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't really matter that much.
Nah. Little kiddies.
It was the forbidden fruit effect.
It was. You know, once we have it, we're like, meh. You know, fuck you swearing.
Yeah.
Oh!
Anyways, it's kind of ironic.
A little bit. Hey, should we talk about,
That's what gave birth to the middle finger. Just gonna put that out there.
One of our teachers was sitting there in class today, or no, well, not today, but it was a couple days ago. She was talking to the class, and she kept doing this.
Like to itch her throat or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay, she was doing this.
I was like the only one who's like, herself. Luke, is she telling us to fuck ourselves? And she did it for like 5 minutes. And she's like lecturing us on something, and she kept doing this. I'm like, you know what? That seems kind of rude.
Yeah, it's the thing where you swipe your hand under your chin. It's basically the middle finger of sign languages.
Yep, I thought it was kind of funny.
I just said sign language plural, but are there multiple kinds of sign language? Or never mind, because sign language there's American sign language is what everybody names the ones that I've seen. So
yeah,
there's got to be other countries, which doesn't make sense at all.
Chinese, they make the little symbols with their hands.
I think if we unite under one government with one language, it'll be sign language, just because that's the most productive.
Like Firefly with the Chinese language.
It'll probably be Mandarin and English.
Mandarin, yeah. It'll be cool.
That's a good show.
It's a good show.
As if there weren't any other way to make English a more difficult and stupid language, throw in Mandarin Chinese and mix it.
Yeah, booyah. There we go.
There we go.
Good time. Alright, I think a matter that needs to be discussed is Laura Croft's poop face.
Oh, yeah.
Role model talk. That's what we're talking about. From her new Game Informer cover for the new Terminator game. Terminator.
Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Terminator. Oh, that would
be
bomb. I can totally see it.
Uh-huh. That'd be awesome.
Sean Connor, come with me. We need to get Jules.
Sean Connor, not Sean Connor.
Sean Connery.
No, he could be John Connery.
He could be John Connery.
That'd be crazy.
I just got it full circle, baby.
And then he'd be like, and he'd be doing her, and
this,
then the machine.
This show's just getting better and better.
Sean
Next
Connery.
Next, we need James Earl Jones.
That'll be an
oh,
awesome
and it's gonna have to have that
James
one guy
Earl
as
Jones
the devil too.
Narrate. Tom Waits is
yep.
Satan.
Uh-huh.
Satan who rules the robots. Or what? I don't follow this story.
I don't know.
Convoluted story plot.
I just like that.
It's not a convoluted story plot. I love Terminator. And
it's not a convoluted story.
It makes perfect sense if you've seen them all and watched a TV show also.
No. But I mean, if you mixed it with Sean
Connery. Oh, yeah,
Connery.
I wouldn't be able to
Sean Connery.
It'd be crazy. I wouldn't be able to follow that either.
But you would try.
I'd try. Because it's awesome and Laura Croft's in it.
Mm-hmm. I just realized, like, probably 80% of the listeners don't know what we're talking about.
Oh.
Laura Croft has a new look, and it's...
She's not legal anymore!
I'll say that I've never been one to be into Laura Croft's looks, but they definitely didn't go toward the gaming stereotype of women.
Nope.
In this particular version.
Apparently it's going to be more like Uncharted in the aiming ways, but I'm just not talking about looks. I'm just talking about how it's going to play. I kind of skipped around a little bit.
And in case,
yeah,
for those of you who don't understand what gaming stereotypes of women are, she doesn't have gigantic breasts that are twice the size of her head.
Also, she has poop on her face.
She does not. She had dirt
that,
on her
face. And she doesn't wear clothes that are like thin as like dental floss.
Yeah, she wears like normal person clothes. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It's the dawn of a new era, AJ.
Termit.
Feminism can't keep their hands off anything.
As long as they, you know, don't mess with Ninja Gaiden, I'll be fine.
Isn't that a dude in that?
No, there's really skanky women in that game.
Oh, are there?
In the PlayStation version, you know, the six axis? You can make their boobs bounce.
Wow.
It's so dumb, but it's hilarious.
The only video game that I think doesn't do stuff like that I can think of that has women in it is Left 4 Dead.
Oh, yeah. I hate those bitches.
Yeah, well, they made them, like, the least appealing people possible.
Yeah, what was Rachel or whatever, the black one? Rochelle?
African-American.
And the first one is Rochelle.
Zoe, yeah.
Oh, was it Zoe?
Both incredibly annoying.
Is it Rachel in 2?
Rochelle, I think.
Oh, is it Rochelle?
I think it's
Rochelle. I was just saying that to be fancy.
No,
okay.
I think it is Rochelle.
Okay, yeah, I don't like her that much. Oh, yeah, it is, because it's spelled really weird. Okay, yeah, it's Rochelle.
But then in the first one, there was Zoe, and she was a gamer chick, but she was super annoying about 2. So.
You should get those DLCs for the Left 4 Dead so we can play different.
Which, oh, like the passing? What are the other ones?
Sacrifice.
You know what?
What is
Sacrifice,
that?
Passing, and then there's another one.
Oh,
I think.
You know?
Wait, or maybe it was just 2. I don't know.
What do you
What's really weird about, like, those 2 games is in both of them, everyone wanted to be the older characters. Like, in the first one,
it
was an old dude. What is it?
Anytime I'm in a zombie apocalypse, I want to be with the old badass. Or I want to be the old badass, because they're always the most badass.
Here's the thing.
In the second one, it was the old African-American.
Here's the thing. These are...
Or coach, yeah.
These are, like, guilty by association. It's not really... that they're choosing the oldest person, they're choosing the most badass person, and it happens to be the oldest person
Which
every single
really
time.
Awesome.
Yeah. In the first one, it was,
The Vietnam veteran.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I haven't played that game in a long time, so I don't remember his name.
I never played
Bill.
The first one.
Okay, yeah.
Bill was the Vietnam vet. He ran around in camouflage in a beret, and he smoked a cigarette all the time.
Which is badass.
And he was hardcore.
Cigar, right? I thought it was a cigar.
It might have been a cigar.
He's like Big Boss. He smokes things and he kills stuff.
Yeah, and he's just... anytime he spoke, he was like... either being an ass to other people or he was saying something important about zombies.
You know what's weird about
Hmm.
Being an ass to other people is what made you hate, like, that one person
Francis.
In the second one.
Oh.
Well, Francis, he's different.
I
don't remember.
God, I don't remember his name. The dude who wears the white jacket. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the...
The Caucasian non-hick character.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a hick guy, too.
Yep. Okay. I can't remember, like, any of these people's names.
There's a reason for that. There's, like,
coach
no plot.
Coach is the only
so you
cool
don't care
one.
About him.
No, there's no plot at all.
So and you
then,
don't care about him.
And then in the second one, it was Coach, who's a like a gym teacher, I guess.
Yeah, he's a coach.
He's just hardcore.
Yeah, he's cool. He's like, I'm Coach.
And he's the oldest too, right?
Big fat African-American guy who runs around with rifles.
And he's the oldest too, right?
Yeah, I think he is, anyways. Nick, the dude in the white suit.
Yeah.
Who's the redneck, then?
I don't have a problem with that guy.
The redneck's name is...
It's like redneck or something.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's like a normal person name. That's what's weird about this.
I didn't have a problem with any of the characters, though. And it seems like everyone else seemed to hate, like, specific ones.
I don't really like Rochelle, because she doesn't pull her own weight. And she's a woman.
Well, technically, I think all of the characters have the same AI.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I have a problem with her for some reason.
It's weird how there's...
She gets in the way all the time.
There's, like... only one woman in every single one of these scenarios.
Yeah, it's very stereotypical. Why not have one with a bunch of slutty women and they're all...
It seems really stereotypical. Why don't you go to this stereotype instead? You're getting a phone call. Is it an important business call?
Every combination of men and women would be stereotypical then, right?
No, I didn't say it was stereotypical, really.
It's
just the same every time. It's more
sexist.
Three men, one woman, one of the men is old.
Well, that's a kinky foursome.
Maybe we'll change it for the next one.
Technically, The Passing had 8 characters, 2 women, 6 dudes.
That's an orgy.
That is strange. That's the same ratio.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But it's the same characters.
It's the same characters. And they just met up.
How The Passing works is both the teams of people met up.
The Passing.
Really?
Yeah.
Passing. I didn't know that. I never saw The Passing.
We'll see. That's why I want to get my hands on The Passing. I'll get it for you two, and we'll all meet up and play it.
Awesome.
Do you play as which one? You play as the second characters, right?
I think you might be able to shoot. Wait.
I don't think both of the teams are there at the same time.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you're right.
Can
you do, like, cross-play with them? Like,
that's what I'm saying. I think it's just a storyline thing where you, like, you'll, not necessarily cutscenes, but they'll be, like, higher up on a bridge or something, and they'll be like, hang on, we'll lower it for you, and, you know... They're like helping you out.
Okay, I think that's how it works.
I don't think
you
can play as each other's characters.
That's kind of how like the new Case West thing for Dead Rising works. You know, Frank from the first one's there, but
can only play as him. He plays co-op with.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying like you can only the person you can't pick him if you're first player. Only your friend can play as Frank. Is what I'm. Kind of the same, a little.
You know what I was hoping when you said The Passing? I was hoping you meant like a movie where it had like the same ratio. Like, is that, like, the generic number of people in movies?
4? No. I'm trying to think of a movie with 4 people. 4 people.
Well, I mean, the ratio.
Left 4 Dead, the movie.
I'd watch that.
If it did it well.
Okay. For some reason, Boondock Saints is the first one that jumped to my mind, and there aren't any women as protagonists in that movie.
Well, in the second one, there's Julie Benz.
True. Oh, you know what, though?
She's Julie Benz. Kind of slut.
Julie Benz. Well, yeah, but it was Julie. Wait, no, because there was 4 dudes and 1 woman in that, because there was the 2 cops who helped them.
Okay, kill the 2 cops. No, 1 cop, and then... No, kill the 2 cops, and then it's Julie, and then Romeo, and then the 2...
Oh, I forgot about Romeo. Then it's 3 guys, 1 woman.
Because
I was only... Okay, here's what my thought process was. I was like, oh no, there's only the 2 brothers, because, what's-his-face got killed in the one before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which, I love that character, but I always forget his name. And then,
the guy who was Jesus, whatever.
Yeah, he was supposed to be Jesus, if he followed the story.
I almost have a name!
Rocco! Rocco, yeah, he gets his finger shot off.
That was BA.
Yeah, it was. Anyways, so there was no women in the first one, but there was Rocco.
Well, there was a woman when they were doing the rule of thumb thing.
Yeah.
Like, I think it should be called
Barely a woman. Barely a woman. Anyways... So my thought was the 2 brothers, and then there's the cowboy woman, whatever her name was. I hated that character.
Yeah, I don't know. I like the actress, I just don't like the character.
Which already didn't come out to the right ratio. And then I thought, oh, but then there's the other 2 guys who helped them, the cops. But I forgot about Romeo entirely, the Mexican American dude.
I think Terminator, so. Kind of. You could do bad guys count for the ratio.
No. Oh. No, it's a group of protagonists.
Let me think. The second Terminator had, you know, two good guys, and then Sarah Connor, and then the bad guy. But that doesn't count, apparently. No.
What about
G.I. Joe? G.I. Joe? No.
No. They had like an entire platoon of protagonists.
Beast Wars. Anyone else see that movie?
Oh, wait.
TV show?
TV show? Yeah. Transformers?
Beast Wars. Beast Wars.
Like, as in, you know, Transformers Beast Wars?
I guess so.
Hang on, how many...
Optimus was the monkey?
How many Power Rangers were
that? That Beast Wars?
I didn't know, but... Okay.
Like, there weren't... Hold on. There weren't eight... There weren't... Like,
transform here.
Eight Power Rangers, was there?
I thought there were, like six? Four.
There was six.
How many colors are there? Are they all the colors of the rainbow?
No, they're not all the colors of the rainbow. There's, the pink one, who's played by a girl. There's the yellow blue. One, who's played by the Asian chick.
This Beast Wars...
I'm talking one where they transform. I don't think...
Yeah, they transform. This is it.
Dang, that looks so weird that I remember it looking.
Yeah, I watch Beast Wars. I love Beast Wars. I love anything to do with Transformers. Anyways.
That was such a crazy show.
Then there was the Black Power Ranger, who was played by a black guy with a gun.
and he's also really fast.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There was the red one, who is the suburbanite, stereotypical 90s kid. And then, who else was there?
Blue. Did you get blue?
There was blue? I didn't say blue.
I think there was blue. I don't know.
Was that a girl? Or a guy?
I think it was a guy. I think it was an Asian.
Well, that's...
It's a dude? And who's the... Is there another
one? The girl is yellow and pink.
Who played the white one? The white Power Ranger?
I think there was a dude.
But he was definitely in there?
I think
so. That comes out to eight Power Rangers. Two of them are girls. The pink and the yellow one are both girls, which, by the way, the yellow one's played by an Asian girl.
You don't count the robot, right?
No, I'm not counting the robot.
Because I think that's a woman.
The robot is on an entirely different ratio.
That's true.
You think the robot's a woman?
I think so. I think it had a womanly voice.
I don't think so.
Or maybe it was a metrosexual voice. I don't know.
Wait, if you had a car and it had like a robotic voice on it,
No. What? Finish your sentence.
Would you want it to be a male voice or a female voice?
Ooh, I think female.
Hold on, I just want to point out that the robot was a Rangers. That's a dude.
There's two different things. There's a weird robot with like the disc head, and it's like Rangers, nah! And then there's like the really weird head thing that's like Rangers.
Yeah, like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, the Wizard of Oz guy. He was like Rangers, and then there's a weird robot that's like, hey, yeah, it's.
But what? Okay, so which you think the woman was the robot? The robot was a woman.
I think so, but that she doesn't count. She's not weird enough. Thing is, robots don't have penises or vaginas, so they don't count at all.
In Futurama, they did something. I don't know what they did, though.
They interfaced.
Bender was doing it as sex with a satellite by plugging some cord into it. He just kept plugging it and unplugging it.
Wasn't that also how they did drugs, though? On Futurama? He would plug into a wall and he was addicted to the outlet.
Yeah, or something like that. Because it was funny, though, because they were, like, transmitting, you know, to the... Because, like, some alien race or something was going to kill him because... Or, no, it was, like, some trash thing is going to destroy Earth because we're dirty or something. Mm. So then they're trying to transmit how good Earth is, and, you know, because they're on Hawaii because no one lives there or something. And then Bender, as they're doing this with the satellite, he's having sex with it. And they're like, Bender, you're going to get us all killed! And he's like, oh, sorry. It's funny. Anyways... What were we talking about originally? I think we went from Lara Croft to Left 4 Dead to this. We're talking about female stereotypes from this to Left 4 Dead.
No.
I think, isn't that how it got
Yeah, that's right.
That was weird.
We just retraced our steps.
And we were half hour in, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the other news I was going to share. I don't know if I had any more other than the awesome.
We have two pieces of mail, so...
I think Blizzard was thinking about hiring people to get Diablo 3 on consoles, or like some version of Diablo 3 on consoles.
I've said that news before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that anyway. That'd be kind of cool.
Dead Money.
As long as it's like four player.
That sounds like a rapper.
Same screen.
Like, well, one of those crappy.
Let Rome finish his talking.
No, I'm done.
You're the one.
Go for it.
Okay. Fallout New Vegas DLC Dead Money looks like kind of like Saw. It looks awesome.
Dead Money.
It's. Do you have like the slave? Well, I guess you wouldn't know. Cause you
don't play. No, it's the gambling based one though. Right?
Huh?
It's the gambling based DLC. Is it?
No. Okay.
You know what they
whole game's like, gambling based, but okay.
No, not what I meant. I meant it focuses heavier on.
No, it has nothing to do.
What's the Red Dead one that focuses on the gambling?
Liars and Cheats.
Liars and Cheats.
Okay. I still have to buy that. I bought Dead Nightmare instead.
They should have a system that gives away a certain amount of DLC through a slot machine.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, Dead Money. UK, you get it, and your character has been placed with the Slaver's Collar, because Slavers put around the Exploding Collar, so if you try to take it off, boom, your head's gone. And then, so you have to basically, go back to the Slaver Colony in Paradise Falls. That's in Fallout 3, because I haven't played New Vegas. Anyways, this guy took a bunch of people, and you included, obviously, and put a Slaver's Collar around your neck. So you try to take it off, boom, he wants to detonate you, boom. So basically, you have to steal a large amount of money from like a casino or a bank or something, and if you don't do what he tells you to do, you don't follow his every direction, you're dead. One of your teammates or yourself die, everybody dies. So you gotta try to protect everyone and stuff while pulling off like this heist.
Now is this actually co-op or?
No, it should be co-op, but yeah, it's just AI, so you're probably gonna die a lot. Unless the AI is better in New Vegas, but considering the amount of bugs they have, probably not.
Hey, James, go over here! His head just spins around
and explodes! That's and then yours does too.
That's right. How will the head spinning affect Slaver Collars?
It just glitches it off so that you can glitch the game and then you can finish it. Everyone dies, but you still win somehow. before going to mail, Fight Night Round 5, technically Championship, there's going to be a story, and it looks cool.
Oh my god, there's going to be a story?
Yeah, there's like a Rocky type, I grew up in the slums, and now I got to fight my brother for the title, and stuff like that. It's going to be cool.
Was that the story?
It's going to be rated M, too. It looks like a good story, though.
Was that the story in every one of the Rockies? Because I only saw the first one. I'm curious if,
that wasn't, what I just said was not the story at all. That was the story for Fight Night. Rocky's story is different.
Rocky fights communism and saves the world.
The fourth one. The most ridiculous part of that
Rocky
movie,
beats
like,
me.
Parts of it were, believable, but, it was ridiculous kind of at the end when the whole crowd's chanting, Rocky, Rocky. He's in Russia, filled with a bunch of communists, and they're all chanting for Rocky.
Well, he's training Russia. Like, shirtless in Siberia or something, right? He's on a mountain?
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's ridiculous that, the whole crowd's chanting, Rocky, Rocky. I'm not saying the fact that he's running up a mountain. Well, okay, he wasn't running around shirtless. I'm sorry, I forgot the fact that he had a coat on. But I really doubt he could probably climb a mountain or whatever he did. But
whatever he did.
Just the main thing that I find stupid is the fact that, these people are all chanting for Rocky when he's from America and...
Well, it's gotta be like the Rumble in the Jungle. Somebody who likes Rocky traveled to Russia to. Well, not during the Cold War, you're right.
Yeah, like, that's. I think
I'd be surprised if Rocky could get into Russia during the Cold War.
Yeah, that's another thing that's ridiculous. It's so many plot holes.
It's Rocky, man.
Rocky Waters.
Well, it's kind of like Rambo. It's got plot holes.
But Rambo's awesome, too.
Yeah, well, that's exactly. Back in the day, you didn't have to have a plot that made sense.
Apparently, Heavy Rain has lots of plot holes also.
So I heard.
But I'm
okay with that because they have such a...
unique style of storytelling?
Not necessarily, but they have so many holes to fill that it would be way, way impressive if they actually pulled that off without having some form of plot hole. Because the entire storyline changes based on what you're doing.
Yeah, it'd be really difficult to be able to go through, fix everything.
Yeah.
Unless they just made a crap ton of DLC and filled up all the potholes. But that'd be a point. They don't have to do that. I don't know. I don't think there's any more news. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else at VGAs that was mildly important. I don't think so. DC Universe looks cool.
Yeah, that did look kind of cool there.
I
want
to play
this. That's an RPG.
MMO, yeah.
Cool.
It'll be fun.
I don't know. City of Heroes was sweet.
Are you playing CrimeCraft at all still, Andrew?
I could. It's still on my computer.
I don't really want to.
Savage 2.
Savage 2?
Yeah.
Would you be into some Savage?
I would do it. AJ, would you play some Savage?
I don't know what that is. I guess I'd be willing to. Oh, Duke Nukem. I don't know why I wanted to say that.
Duke Nukem for never! No,
it's forever.
For never. We'll see.
Liars. Well, Robot Chicken Episode 3 was hilarious.
Well, I don't really watch Robot Chicken.
What does it mean if something's, like, coming out forever? Like, Duke Nukem is coming out forever?
Well, yeah, it's good. It's definitely
forever.
Oh, you know what I have to talk about? Bulletstorm's gonna have stupid multiplayer.
Really?
So I've heard.
The multiplayer itself.
I'm sure the single player is gonna be fun.
But yeah, I know it's gonna be sweet. I'm just saying, really, they had to add multiplayer.
Wait, what's wrong with the multiplayer? What?
I don't want it.
Why not?
I'm completely okay with them adding it as long as it doesn't take away from the single player.
I suppose.
So what'll
fair, but I don't
what'll
know.
Be?
I'm sorry, but my problem with them adding multiplayer to a game that doesn't need it is that then they add like these ridiculous multiplayer trophies. And then it makes me not want to play the game again.
Because you're a trophy tramp.
Yes. I mean, I'll play through the game like Bioshock 2. I want to platinum that. I want to play through it a bunch of times. But I don't want to have to rank up to the highest rank in multiplayer. I don't care if they add, you know, like, play it once or something. That's fine. But, like, having... Or get to the highest level. I'm like, well, this multiplayer is broken.
I'm sure you're going to get plenty of trophies out of it, though, because, like, every kill in that game has to be a trophy.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, I don't want them to do, like, get to the max level online, because that'll take forever, and I don't want to do it. And then I can't platinum.
Ron, what were you about to say?
I don't know.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Well, this is that game that...
I didn't even know I was saying
something. You get more points for the more creatively you kill people.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound that good multiplayer because it's just going to be really, really cheap kills, or they're going to take it out, and then it's going to be just a regular old RPG that with no form of gimmick, and it won't be that fun.
Wait, you mean FPS, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? I want a DeLorean so I can travel into the future for when Back to the Future comes out on PlayStation 3!
Oh yeah, that's
and
right.
And I can play good. That game, and that's gonna be awesome! Anyways, I just needed to do that, my reference there.
Yeah.
I gotta even go to mail now.
Yeah, should we hit the mail? I got it.
Portal was delayed.
Portal got delayed?
I cared. Yep.
I do care, actually. I'm very interested in playing Portal 2.
Battlefield Vietnam's better than Battlefield 2.
So I've heard Battlefield Bad Company 2.
Yeah. Apparently.
I really, really want to play it. I gotta get my hands on it.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna probably do it today or tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. Oh, weapons from World War 2 that are in Bad Company 2, they transfer over. So you get the... Could be, you know, because they were out before.
The veterans
so you
stuff.
Get the... You get the M1 Grand.
Okay.
You can use the Thompson and that pistol. I don't remember the name. M1
did it transport
911.
Did what? It transport the Sten? You could use the Sten in single player. Would that clip out the left side?
No, sadly.
Why did they not do anything?
I don't care why they don't add that.
They have the model.
We should send EA an email. Like,
we don't have to. We've already we've talked on this about
what
EA should
us.
Do. This is why Vietnam exists, because they listen to our podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
So they just need to listen to us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Move the Sten over to Vietnam or...
There's an empty block in Modern Warfare and Bad Company 2. I don't know if you've noticed this. In all kits, there's an empty block. I don't know what the hell it's for.
It's an empty block. Okay.
Yeah, there's just an empty space. Put it there. It's not like you have to rearrange everything. Throw it in. I'll use it. I promise.
I promise.
I'll use it at least once. I mean, I hardly use the M1 Grand, but I have it.
I love the Sten.
And, for veteran, email EA and they will add everything for you.
Really?
Because I emailed them, I'm like, hey guys, Vietnam won't add, 2142 won't add, nobody, Heroes won't add.
Nobody, nothing will add for me either.
1942 won't add. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry, boom! And then I look down, I'm like level 8 veteran now, so. Because they added all those, they added like 3 packs, or add-on packs.
What?
2 of which I had, 1 of which I didn't. And then I didn't
even, I have all of the add-on packs and everything.
Because I didn't have, what was it, Northern Strike or something for 2142.
Yeah.
I didn't have that. They added it anyways. And those don't add towards your, like, stuff that you can get. But when you play online, it adds it. So, like, I'm level 5. But when I play online, I'm level 8.
Yeah, okay. I will do that because it's been pissing me off. I own every Battlefield game.
I know, it's stupid.
That's one of the franchises that I legitimately buy every single time just because I love to support that
I'll
company.
I'll buy Battlefield 3 when that comes out.
Yeah. Here, okay, what's the list now? Okay, so there was 1942. And then there was like Road to Rome, Vietnam, Secret Weapons, World War II, and then Battlefield 2 came out. Then there was Special Ops, and it was like Road Warrior or something.
Road Warrior. Yeah.
It wasn't Road. It was like Machines.
I know what you're talking about. There's another one.
Road to Air, I think, is what it's called, or something like that.
Something
I don't remember.
Then there was
2142. The Northern Strike.
And then, wasn't there another one, too?
I have all of these so far, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. and then there was another one on 2142.
I don't think there's just one. You're right. I think there's only one.
Yeah, there's only one.
Yeah.
And then Bad Company. Oh, I don't own Bad Company 1.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay. I don't know anybody who does.
I'll get it eventually just to play through it.
Maybe.
And add to my
veteran. I probably won't.
And, by the way, buying Vietnam adds
Viet
to your...
Bad Company.
Bad Company Vietnam adds to your veteran.
Really?
1943, I have that, and that adds. 1943 was okay. This is 1940. I think that should be added, too. That should... It should be able to transfer that into, like, a add-on
I could
to Bad Company, because I'd like to be able to just flip to that through Bad Company.
That's another one that I'm missing.
And then all the weapons transfer.
They didn't make 1943 for PC, so I couldn't get that one.
Oh, they didn't? Oh, that's too bad.
No, but
it wasn't. I mean, it's
just I played Heroes. It was meh.
Heroes was okay. It added your veteran account for free.
Yeah.
Even though I couldn't get it to work, so I had to freaking email them. But guys, if you're listening, or listeners, just email them. They'll do it for you. They're really nice.
They're really
prompt. They did it within, like, I don't know, like an hour
that
of me sending them the mail.
That means they have a macro.
I didn't actually need them to... give it to me because I already had the veteran weapon. I just like having like the ridiculously high number by my name because I buy them. I want people to know that just because they're level 50 doesn't mean they like the series more than me. Dude, have you looked at the leaderboards?
No.
There's one guy who clocked in like something like 1,000 hours in that game. I'm like, are you serious? I love this game, but I'm not going to spend that much time playing just to get to level 50.
Playing that often to get to level 50 would completely ruin the game.
Yeah, I know. I'm level, like, 25 or something. I don't care. It's fun.
I'm way lower than that. I'm not very good at video games. I love them, but I'm not very good at them.
Yeah, I play for fun. I mean, I'm not... Call of Duty, I worked hard to get to, like, level, what, 70? And then I prestiged, and then I got to, like, 20. I'm like, this is boring.
Yeah.
I mean, it just wasn't really good. Call of Duty, or Bad Company's way too hard to level up. Like, once you get past 22... Forget leveling up. You're done.
Past 22 in Bad Company?
Yeah, once you pass, once you get the G3, like a G6, and I thought there'd be
Jesus?
Fine. G6. And then, once you get the G3, which is basically the MP5 or whatever, but it's green, once you get that weapon, which is the last all gets weapon, it's going to be possible for you to level up. I think that's warrant officer.
Well, why? What reason do you have to keep going past that?
The emblems for your name. The little symbols. I don't have a reason to level up
so that you can show
it.
You're a douchebag when you kill someone and it says level 50.
Yeah.
Because
I hate level 50. I will go all my way to kill him.
Believe me, I take notice when I get killed by a level 50 because that gives me a reason. I'm like... like other people, I'll be like, oh, that was so close. But if I get killed by a level 50, I'm like, oh, whatever, they're a douchebag anyways.
Yeah, and then that's when I go and I try to do like crazy kills on them.
Yeah.
Like, I killed the one, I don't remember how I did, but it was ridiculous. I did like, I I don't know. It was really cheap, but it was really cool.
Is that the cap at 50, or is that just where everybody stops?
I think it's the cap. The symbol looks really cool, too. I want to get there, but I'm not getting there.
I'm like a second-class staff sergeant or something.
I don't know. Is that just like the silver little brick or something?
I don't remember.
I'm at the double bricks. Or, you know, lieutenant, basically, is what it would normally amount to. But bronze, like a bronze lieutenant or something. I don't remember what the exact name for it is.
Okay, well, should we get some mail?
Quickly, I just want to say this, sorry. Mass Effect 2 PS3 is running on Mass Effect 3's engine. Just saying, looks sexy. Okay.
Wait, what is it?
Mass Effect 2 for PS3 is going to be the definitive edition of Mass Effect 2 because it's running on Mass Effect 3's engine, so, you know, people's faces look a little better.
Yeah, but they want to have Mass Effect 1, so you can't move your stuff over from...
They're going to do a comic that will let you do all the major decisions. You know, that's romance.
That's what they did in the second one, right?
Yeah, they're doing that for the second one. And then for 3, you'll be able to move everything over from 2 onto 3.
I heard that comic sucked.
Yeah, are you thinking of Dead Space?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, that sucked. This, they said, it's only 15 minutes, so you don't have to replay Mass Effect or anything. Or, you know, so like if you want them from 360, you can just do that. And it has 6 hours of extra DLC because it's like the Game of the Year edition. Okay, I think I'm done.
All right, news is over. How long do we got?
plenty of time.
Oh, I thought you weren't recording.
Whoa.
Although, I think that happens like once a podcast. I stop and I'm like, oh crap, are we even recording this?
That would be a dick. Okay. I don't condone that.
We have a fourth of the podcast devoted to mail now.
Yeah, we do.
All right, first email. It's from Emily. Okay. I assume this last.
Okay, let's do this like a certain podcast. I'll read the name.
Okay. See, now I think it's Italian.
Ivanini.
That's what I thought. I was like Ivani.
Nice to meet
Ivanini.
Ivanini.
Is that like Ipanema or?
I was trying to be mean and say the name wrong. Ivanini.
Ivanini.
Okay, sorry if that insulted you or something.
Yeah, never listen to the podcast again. You guys are great. Bet you'll retract that statement. I actually have a couple of questions, so here goes. Can you separate it better? Some days it seems like Mark and Roan are just rambling about PC, or AJ is screaming about PS3 too much.
I did that a little bit today.
I think that's kind of the formula to a podcast.
I mean, you know, some days there's news about PC and some days there isn't. Yeah. And nobody cares about the Xbox or Wii, so...
Well...
because...
I think what she means is just try not to talk over each other, which is what I just did to tell you that.
Awesome.
Oh, okay, I don't care.
I want to play that Silent Hill for the Wii, though. That looks good.
It did look good. I heard about it. Play it when it's like 10.
Yes, I mean.
Per Sabies.
Wait, do we all have Wii's?
Yeah.
We all have really dumb
shit. Yeah. Oh, I just found, I realized that I have Trauma Center, the second one or something, for the Wii.
Opinion?
Yeah, Second Opinion.
If that was online, we could co-op!
Oh.
But it isn't.
Oh.
That's too bad, though.
Paul still have both my Wiimotes.
I do?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can get that back to you if it's a pressing issue.
It's not
fun
at all.
I assumed as much.
I've never been able to.
You have had them for years, and I've never.
Anyways,
played it.
Anyways, yeah, this mail.
It's a hard one. That's what she said.
Yeah,
okay,
so we'll try and spread it out. Why doesn't Adam or Mark have nicknames? Roan is the lion-hearted, and AJ is the reigning champion. But you two don't. Well, actually, Adam's not here today, so this one's directed at me. If you guys want to take a shot at a nickname for me.
I forgot to prepare for this.
Here's the deal, though. I'm the one who gives people nicknames all the time. I've never had a nickname except for Dreesus once. People used to call me Dreesus for whatever reason.
Oh, man. I gotta think. I might have to get back to you on that one.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I just deleted it.
Oh, no.
6 months. In the 6 months when we do the next podcast, I'll have a name for you.
Okay, tell me you can, like, take that out of the recycle bin or something?
Yeah, okay, I just pulled it up.
Okay, good.
So you guys don't have a name for me?
I think I might have to think about it. I'll call you Dietrees.
diet drink? You just read your can of Coke next to you, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Dietrees.
I do sound refreshing.
Yeah, you do. So
lastly,
until the next one.
Where did Tyler go? I'd rather have him than Adam. No offense, you're still funny. Well,
everyone says that.
Half your wish has been granted because Adam's in Florida right now.
Florida. Tyler, I don't know. I don't even know where he is half the time. First time I saw him in like months, he took me home yesterday.
We sent him to do some on the spot reporting.
Yeah, he's
on Sonic the Hedgehog.
He's waiting for E3.
He's waiting for
E3. He's standing in front of the expo. He's waiting.
Wait, didn't E3 happen like a little bit ago? So
yeah.
Now he's got to wait like for 9 months or so.
A little bit ago.
About like 6 months ish.
Yeah.
So he's got like 6
he's
months.
I got to wait around in LA.
Yeah. There's nothing to do in L.A.
Nope, not at all.
There's no prostitutes, no strip clubs.
Those don't exist in L.A.
No.
Not L.A.
No.
They wouldn't do that in L.A.
Los
Angeles. But Los Angeles, maybe. P.S. You can use my name if you want. That's good. You would have just heard a long beep if it was like, by the way, don't use my name. I'm very sensitive about it.
Fuck, put that in the middle. Put that right away next time.
Yeah. Get with it.
I love it when that happens on podcasts.
The next one is from a young fellow named Evan Carlson. It says, "Oh my god, I'm such a huge fan of your podcast. It is my dream to be like you guys. Nothing to do but video games. That has to be the life. You guys probably get so much pussy. Oh my god, what is it like?"
Well, first of all, yes, we do.
The fact of the matter is, we get more pussy than the Animal Planet. But it's not about the bitches hanging off AJ.
Okay, do we want to time this rant?
Well, yeah, why not? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to turn this into a segment. It's called Open Your Mouth, Mark's Gotta Take a Piss. Because I can tell that you wrote this letter sarcastically, and I hate you for it.
All right.
So we're going to time this out. 30 seconds, 15,
30. I'll count down with 5 seconds left.
Okay.
Ready?
No.
Prepare yourself.
I'm doing some Tai Chi. All right, hit me.
Set. Go!
Okay, here's the problem I have with you. Well, actually, first of all, it's not about how much pussy we get, or, you know, the fur coat that Rome wears around all the time, and, yeah, he's pretty much a pimp. It's about video games. Don't come to our podcast and make fun of us, or try to, anyways. Here's the issue I have with you. You are so bereft of activities that you are commenting and sending us email. What, really? 36? Put another 30 on the clock. You are so bereft of activities that you're emailing us about our bereftness of activities and what we are doing and playing video games. You shouldn't have a problem with playing video games. How long have I got?
Plenty of time.
Plenty of time. Good. Okay. I don't think the last one was 30
seconds.
I just want to point out that, yeah, I was in fourth grade and I made an email account once. That was pretty fun. But now we've grown up and made a podcast.
5.
Yeah. Oh.
Four.
I hope your dog light's on fire.
2.
I hate you and everything you love.
This is called the Open Your Mouth, Mark Takes a Piss. That was Open Your Mouth, Mark Takes a with Mark Dries. And
I just want
to. Clock.
I just want to comment. When you get to high school, I want you to like take a psychology class because you'll probably learn a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, maybe you'll learn something from Jeffrey Dahmer about yourself.
Well,
maybe he was your dad.
The idea is that he'll learn about defense mechanism, which is,
I was
defending himself from
Jeffrey
our
Dahmer.
Intimidating podcast.
All right.
Well, no, like projection. He used it. Little bit
I hope you
there.
Like tasted piss, Evan Carlson. You just consider yourself pissed.
Listeners, please do write in like these. Well, like this one nice lady and that one douchebag.
Anyway. We're truly sorry for this.
Yeah, please write in. I have no problem if you send us sarcastic douchebag emails like that.
I'd like to get some emails about getting pussy, because that'd be fun.
Oh my god, yeah. I want to do some relationship stuff. That'll be fun. Well, this sounds weird now. I want to give you advice on your relationships that is semi-serious.
That would be
not at the same time.
We're gonna try
quite a bit of fun.
We're gonna try and turn this ranting into a bit of a segment. Hopefully, I'll do better than that one.
Yeah, didn't have enough time to prepare.
I faltered. So if you have an idea of what you want me to rant on, I'm sure there's a lot of good ones. I mean, holidays are right now. You could be like airports. Tell me about those, Mark, and I'll be like, I will tell you about airports, but you'll have to wait.
But you'll have to wait.
So just send us. Send us mail about that.
And if nothing else, no, I'm not even going to give you the option. No. Nope.
Hey, what? Email address.
Oh, by the way, Evan Carlson, I just want to point out that if I never read an email that you send us again on the podcast, it's not because we're scared to answer you. It's because I am older than 5. So I'm not going to get in an argument with you because I don't give a fuck what you think. How long have we got?
We got 5 minutes. So much news today.
Yeah, I know. I feel accomplished too. We did it. We did it.
All of the
three way handshake.
We did it.
Wait. How's this? I gotta flip my hands upside down. No, okay. Oh no, you gotta cross.
Okay.
Oh,
does that work?
Three way.
We just had a three way.
Now I gotta sing the Dora song. We did it.
I like how all of us wiped our hands on our hands.
Yeah, Mark's not afraid to drink Roan's stuff, but then he just shakes his hand.
Well, yeah. Just kidding. That was, it's a delicious if his hands are made of mocha, then I won't be afraid to shake them. But until then.
Sounds like a plan.
Starbucks, pay us.
Shameless.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I forgot that Starbucks makes those and then sells them in grocery stores.
For like $400.
They're kind of expensive, but they're delicious. There's
Coke.
No,
a refreshing drink.
They're not going to pay you for that.
Oh, damn it.
Also,
don't buy Coke until they pay us.
Diet
cherry.
I don't think they're
a refreshing
do that
blast of cherry. Trust me, I'm a doctor.
That's not.
They call me Doctor Love! That was an old. Wait, was that a Pepsi commercial? Or was that a Coke commercial?
Actually, that might have been a Pepsi commercial.
Now what you Pepsi?
Now that you mention it.
Yeah. Well, we just gave Coke an idea. Steal Pepsi commercials. They won't know what hit them.
There are always those people who are like against Pepsi or against Coke, but I don't like either of them.
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
I'm not a cola drinking kind of guy.
I don't know. I'd rather a Mountain Dew, but I'd settle with Coke.
What are we gonna go out to get that pipe? Or wait, what time?
Smoking a pipe?
No, we're not gonna smoke.
Just kidding. I don't think you'll have time because we're going laser tagging in.
Oh yeah, that's right.
It's 6 o'clock.
We're going laser tagging.
Lasers!
Oh, your phone's ringing again.
God damn it!
it's ringing the second time. Wait for the third. Yeah, there you go. We're gonna pick it up.
Hello. It's AJ. No, she's not.
All AJ's right. Taking an important business call.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Yep. Bye. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Oh.
Just getting buns, see?
One of us needed to be playing the person.
Buns?
Yeah.
Yo,
for
Mark.
Christmas.
One
oh,
us.
That sounded horrible.
wait,
eat meat in. Oh, Jesus.
I'm wait, in a this. In a package? Like
a package, yeah.
Like he's going to open the. Like on Christmas, he's going to. Like,
well, he's
open your gift, Uncle, whatever. And he'll be like, oh, what can it be? And then there's just buns inside.
No, he's like purchasing the buns so we can eat them.
Oh.
You know
Christmas
what?
Eve.
Is there anything specific we want to do on this podcast since it's holiday? I mean, we have like a
maybe we can sing a Christmas carol.
We have like 30 seconds to decide, so
we have a Christmas carol.
And we don't want to sing a Christmas carol.
No.
Yeah, that was like Monday.
Yeah, that was Monday.
That's so Monday ago.
Well, holidays are coming. You know, drive safe. Don't drink and drive. Horrible combination.
What do you want for Christmas, Roan?
I don't know.
What is Santa bringing you?
Huh?
What is Santa gonna bring you?
A synth.
A synth?
Maybe. I don't know. A synth would
be
cool.
That'd
be
sweet.
That yeah.
would be sweet. I would enjoy you getting a synth.
That would be a good thing to get for Mouse Eulogy.
I asked for a soldering iron. So.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
Solder.
No, I mean, what do you have to solder?
Solder yourself. Ooh, this really works.
But what are you going to have to solder?
I got to solder that, the bullet mic I made, and I got to solder an auxiliary cable that I made, and there's a few things that need soldering. We are going to run out of time, so...
We'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, send in some mail at dukeofzombies@hotmail.com.
Duke of Nukem.
Tell me what things mouth I need to piss into.
what things
mouth? Or persons.
Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year.